Pierce Secunda is both an artist and a documentarian. He was born in London and studied painting at the Chelsea College of Art. But he doesn't paint on canvas. Instead, he layers the product to create assemblage art that looks like sculpture. While on residency in China, he watched members of the Chinese army practice their shooting skills by firing into sheets of cured paint. The resulting bullet holes looked more like flowers, and that inspired Secunda to create a new practice, one that brings together his craft and his personal belief that an artist should record the world around him. Secunda traveled to Iraq in 2015, where he created works of art using casts of ISIS bullet holes taken from the cultural sites destroyed by the group. I spent an afternoon with him at the Long Sharp Gallery in downtown Indianapolis, experiencing his exhibit.
My name is Piers Secunda, and I'm an artist. The only other recollection that I have of wanting to do anything else was when I was very, very small, I wanted to fly. And so I jumped from one bed to another in my bedroom, and I went off sideways, and I hit my head on the corner of a cabinet, and there was sort of arterial spray coming out of my head. And so flying was out. And then next thing was art, and, you know, I'm still holding on to it. And so I've developed a way of making sculptures, effectively, out of paint. I call them sculptures because they're three-dimensional. ISIS have carried out the biggest swathe of cultural destruction that the Middle East has ever seen. The extent of the looting and the desecration of these sites is greater than anyone could really have ever imagined. At the same time, there are some sites which they damaged incredibly badly, like Palmyra in Syria, where a lot of it still remains, but some of the most important iconic structures are obliterated. It's a way of erasing the past, and it's extremely important to understand the erasure of the past in the context of these damaged artifacts, because that breaking of the link between who we are and what we do and the ancient world and what it did and how it functioned and what it means historically to us in the present day is very much alive. And if you break that link, you disconnect yourself from the past. It's literally it's like taking an eraser and rubbing out history. If you do that, you stop people understanding who they are, what their humanity is, where their history came from, and what it means. And I felt that was just simply way too big, given the scale of what they're doing, to ignore. So I started trying to document it. And I make a factually accurate document by using a molding material called alginate, which is used to cast your teeth in a dentist's chair. And alginate produces a forensic quality reproduction of a texture, of a surface. And so I use that material, I take it with me, and I make molds of damage. In this instance, in this exhibition, damage carried out by ISIS to ancient artifacts. I've gone to these places and I've made molds of the bullet holes. I haven't molded the actual relief sculptures or whichever sculptures I'm making the work out of. I've acquired those commercially, and there are a variety of different places that you can buy those, and they're usually Victorian casts or early 20th century casts. I buy those because they're very affordable and they're very, very good quality reproductions. And then I superimpose effectively the bullet damage or the power tool damage on those reproductions, and through molding I'm able to impose the bullet holes and the bullet damage on the surfaces of those works. These works serve as a metaphor for the destruction of culture, which happens, you know, in this instance, under ISIS. With the exception occasionally of the eyes in the relief sculptures, I don't compose I don't organize the composition of where the bullet holes go. It's random. I put them in a box, and they're rubber, and I drop them into the form, the mold of this sculpture, and where they land I turn them the right way up, and then I pour the paint and I make my work of art.
What do you want people to take away from your work?
If people come and look at it and they feel slightly emotionally charged as a result, for me that's a good thing. because awareness is, I think, a key to understanding. And then they can go away and look it up and learn about it, talk about it.
Secunda continues to create his art and share his mission at galleries, public spaces, and private collections around the world.